Now let's turn from national and European politics to the Middle East. And last night, Benny Gantz, the centrist politician and key member of Benjamin Netanyahu's war cabinet, quit over the Prime Minister's handling of the war in Gaza. The centrist former military man carried out his threat to resign after Netanyahu failed to address his concerns about how the war ends and what follows it. He said he and his party were leaving the emergency government with a heavy but complete heart. The Gantz resignation followed the latest rescue of four Israeli hostages as Hamas claimed 274 Palestinian deaths in the raid and the deaths of three further hostages. Rebecca Ritters is Jerusalem correspondent for Germany's international news broadcaster DW. Not a surprise, Rebecca, but what does the Benny Gantz resignation, or where does the Benny Gantz resignation leave Benjamin Netanyahu now and his coalition?
Yes, not a surprise, Mary, as you said there in that introduction. And we were expecting this from the middle of last May when Benny Gantz threatened to do it, trying to push Benjamin Netanyahu to make a post-war Gaza plan, something that Benjamin Netanyahu then didn't go ahead and do, as we all know, and he did stand down. He was supposed to do it on Saturday, but of course the news of this hostage release operation came and he decided to postpone it. Now, it doesn't really have the political implications that, you know, many who aren't following this really closely may think. It isn't going to collapse the government. Benjamin Netanyahu has a majority of four seats, so he doesn't need Benny Gantz in order to maintain government. But it certainly gives a lot more power to the more far-right members of his government, namely two ministers, Bezalel Smotrich and Itamar Ben-Gvir, who Ben-Gvir said, you know, very shortly after this announcement by Benny Gantz yesterday that he now wanted more power and he wanted to be taken basically more seriously when it comes to the decision-making going forward. He is very anti any kind of hostage deal. He is pro returning settlements, Israeli settlements, into Gaza. He's all for taking over, basically annexing the West Bank and, of course, going into the north and going into a war with Lebanon. So he's certainly on the more far right of the political spectrum here, and that's now his vote, and his say will have a lot more power in the government.
Antony Blinken returning to the Middle East today, scheduled to visit Egypt and Israel. Where stands the ceasefire plan now?
I think it's fair to say that it's back in the stalemate that it's pretty much been in for most of the months, the previous months, through all these talks. We, of course, came, you know, what seemed to be really close, or the closest we've come to a deal recently, when President Biden announced this so-called Israeli deal. But I think at the moment we're really looking at this stalemate. We have the government on the Israeli side saying no deal will come about without on the Israeli side, saying no deal will come about with that option of having a permanent ceasefire. That is just not an option that Israel is willing to consider. And on the other side, you have Hamas saying we're not willing to consider an option that doesn't include a permanent ceasefire. So there's just a gap there that has not been able to be bridged, and we're just not seeing that come any closer. I think with the departure of Gantz, it's even further away, as I just mentioned, with the hard right factions having now more power within the government, which way the future of this conflict is going to go. So I think Hamas, you know, I certainly can't speak for them, but they have less incentive, it would seem, now to come to any deal. So I think we're looking at like it's further away than it has been previously.
And briefly, Rebecca, for Benny Gantz himself, what's the calculation? Is he positioning himself for power?
Difficult to say, but I think that would be a fair assumption. Yeah, definitely. He's called for elections. I think that's not something that we'll see Benjamin Netanyahu adhere to. That's not something that will favour him politically. Benny Gantz is likely, if elections were to be held, his National Unity Party would potentially lead. So that is something that he will be factoring in this decision-making process. How successful he is, of course, we'll have to wait and see.
Rebecca, thank you very much. That's Rebecca Ritters there from Germany's international news broadcaster, DW.